The King Run on the Yukon River is also weak. State Arctic Yukon Kuskokwim Regional Management Supervisor Dan Bergstrom says the Department of Fish and Game has been assessing the early run since the first pulse of kings began moving upriver a week ago.
So far, looking at the test fishery and pilot station sonar counts, it's looking a little better than 2007, 2008, and 2010, but still in that trend of poor, below average run.
The situation has resulted in fishing restrictions. The state pulled the first subsistence fishing period to allow the early Canada-bound kings upstream in an attempt to meet escapement goals and international salmon treaty stipulations. The state has also halved the length of a subsequent lower river fishing period from 36 to 18 hours. Bergstrom says the number of kings making it upstream will determine if the time restriction is also implemented in upriver fishing districts.
It's likely to, but we'll be looking at this, evaluating day to day as to what to do in the next districts as we move up.
While the Yukon King Run is weak, Bergstrom says summer chums are coming in strong. He says the chum run could total around 2 million fish, the strongest run in 4 years.